This is the Iowa State Athletics SciCast.
The SciCast is brought to you by Van Wall Equipment. Visit any Van Wall location today to test drive the full lineup of John Deere compact utility tractors, which have the power and versatility to conquer anything this season. I'm John Walters. Today's SciCast is a visit with Iowa State women's basketball coach Bill Fenley. Last night, the Cyclones picked up a nice road win at Alabama, and they'll take a 6-1 record into Wednesday night's nationally televised Iowa Corn Cyhawk matchup with Iowa at Hilton Coliseum. We hope you'll enjoy our visit with Bill Fenley.
Well, Coach, a nice win against Alabama last night. Always a big deal to go get a win on the road, and now your team's done it twice. That bodes well as you get closer to conference play.
Yeah, John, it was a good effort. You know, I think when you play an SEC team on the road and you get that opportunity, it was good. And I think for our team, it was a complete team effort. We've kind of been riding the Ashley Jones train, and she got in foul trouble, didn't play at all in the second quarter, and other people had to contribute. And we've talked a lot about identifying roles on this team, and a lot of them are in roles that they've never been in before. So it was a gutsy effort. We played a really solid, smart three quarters. Got a little brain dead the first 5 minutes of the fourth, but hung on and won. And nice to help the Big 12 in the SEC Challenge Series.
What did your team do well?
You know, I the one thing we thought we were really worried about was rebounding, and we out-rebounded Alabama, and they were one of the top 20 teams in the country in rebounding. We only turned the ball over 13 times. A couple of those late were silly. And I thought our scouting report defense, which is important to us, was probably as good as it's been all year. So very solid, very, you know, as coaches, you always talk about a business trip when you go on the road. It was a very business-minded game, very methodical throughout. And I thought we just, you know, grinded out and the way we have to play. There's not going to be maybe the flash of previous teams, but this group did it the way they had to do it, and hopefully they gained appreciation to build on it. And what I told them was, this should be the start of some good things, hopefully. If the highlight of our season is winning at Alabama, then I didn't do my job. So hopefully we have some good things left because we have two big weeks ahead of us.
You talked before the season about the wide-open battle at point guard, and Ray really seems to be settling in, and she's always been good assist to turnover ratio, but now she's scoring at some too.
Yeah, I think that battle's over. Ray's done an amazing job, and it's a credit to her and a credit to my assistants for getting to that point. You know, I would, and to be honest with you, 6 weeks ago I didn't know if she'd be playing at all. And the way she's matured, the way she's understood the need of this team, we've talked a lot about with her. The light didn't go on, and all of a sudden it did. And in last night's game, she rolls her ankles, she bruises her tailbone, she plays 35 minutes. And you could tell she was hurting, but, you know, we took her out, she taped her ankle, and she just ran by me and put herself back in the game. And I told her, I said, when you're ready to go. I didn't think it'd be that fast. But that's the toughness this team needs, and it's the, you know, the toughness at that position every team needs. She's playing it in her own way, which we've had a lot of great point guards here, and they're all very different. And we want her to be herself, but we want her to lead in the way that point guards are have done in the past.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You mentioned earlier being able to still play well without Ash on the floor. We saw the men's team do that when Tyrese was out for a short span against Alabama and they went on a big scoring run. How much does that help a team when you've been really relying on one player and then all of a sudden the others realize, hey, we can still have success?
It's a great question. I think besides winning the game, that was the biggest thing of the game. Ashley gets her second foul 20 seconds into the second quarter. The game's tied. At halftime, we're up 7. So I do think, because you know, all they're human and they see and hear Ashley all the time. And now it's like, well, we did okay without her. And you know, Ash still had 14.7 rebounds. We act like she didn't even play in the game. But I think it is good, and I think it's a sign for all of them that. And we, as coaches, again, you talk about, you know, I thought Nia Washington did a really good job. Morgan Kane. I thought AD played maybe the best game she's played in a long time. So, and even though they don't show up as the leading scorers and all that stuff, they impacted the game in a dramatic fashion. And that's what teams are made of. And I think every coach will tell you that. And certainly our team saw that, learned that last night. Now we have to continue that. But I think they saw that, hey, you know, we can do some good things even though Ashley's not in the game at this point.
Today's SciCast is brought to you by Van Wall Equipment. Van Wall Equipment and John Deere are proud to support Iowa's farmers in the field and Iowa State Athletics on the field.
I'm sure there's some advantages and disadvantages to playing Kristen and Inez together, but right now it feels like the advantages are winning that battle. What are the advantages of having them both out on the floor at the same time?
I think the biggest advantage, John, is it creates another matchup problem for the other team. Ash and Kristen are players that can play on the block. They can play in space. I think the disadvantage is, you know, from a bench rotation thing, Kristen had to play 38 minutes last night because Inez got in foul trouble. That becomes a problem. I thought Morgan was really solid, but that's probably not the rotation long term. Right now, we've just kind of gone with these are the five that have earned it, let's go, and we've kind of figured it out on the fly. I really don't know if that's the best lineup for our team as you move forward and you look at who you're going to play and who you're going to match up against. Sometimes smaller and space and Kristen as a stretch five becomes even more of an advantage. So we'll see. But right now we're going with it and we're still playing both lineups. But the last two games, it's been two bigs at the same time most of the time.
Neither one of them is completely dependent on having their back to the basket, which I'm sure helps because you can interchange them a little.
Yeah, especially Kristen. I think she's almost more comfortable facing the basket. She had a couple great catch and rip through and drive to the basket. And Inez is getting more comfortable facing up. We don't want her chucking up threes even though she wants to. But she's, you know, she knows what to do, you know, in a ball screen series and a handoff series. Because you want to post Kristen up, which means you got to get Inez out of there. Alabama was a good example. They had a big, strong post presence. So we could take Inez away from the basket, run Ash and Chris to the basket. But you need to have a post player like Inez who can at least do something away from the basket where the defense just doesn't stand in the lane and completely ignore them.
Iowa coming in on Wednesday, that's going to be a big deal. 7 o'clock tip, want to remind the fans about that because it's a little later than what has been the case here recently, but that should be an awesome environment, Bill. It always is, and it's going to be a great game, too.
Yeah, I think it will be. Iowa's playing very well, very experienced team. 2 4-year starters at guard, a redshirt junior at the other guard, and another senior at power forward. So they will not be intimidated by coming in here at all. They've always done a really good job. They've been competitive games, and it's fun to be a part of the Cy-Hawk, Iowa Corn series, and that women's basketball is a part of this. And with the men playing the next day, it's exciting for our state, and probably there's no other game. Unless it's an NCAA tournament game, maybe where women's basketball gets the attention in our state than this game. So I'm glad it's at home. Our kids are excited about it. They've gotten us the last few times in close games, but it'll be a game that I think our kids are ready to play. And the game's on national television, so it's a great showcase for not just our program but for our university. And certainly hope the folks want to do a double dip at Hilton on Wednesday and Thursday.
And regardless of how the game turns out, you need games where it feels like a conference game. And you just got one at Alabama. Now you're going to get another one Wednesday night.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's very well said. And we need that going into Christmas. Got it at Alabama. Get it against Iowa. Wright State's an NCAA tournament team. And then you and I, we finish up with, and obviously another in-state battle. All completely different teams. But, you know, the emotion, the energy, the preparation leading up to is what I will bring to us when you see the conference, and you'll see that 18 times. So these are games you got to have. You can simulate some things in practice, but you can't simulate the feeling in the pit of your stomach when you're playing these games and the energy that it takes and being able to celebrate and build on good things, but get through bad things. And there are going to be bad things that happen in games like that. So hopefully it's a great environment, and we're looking forward to playing against a very, very good Iowa team.
And Cyclone fans, we hope to see you in Hilton Coliseum on Wednesday night.
Today's SciCast was brought to you by Van Wall Equipment. Stop by one of their locations and learn why Van Wall Equipment and John Deere are Iowa's clear first choice. Thanks for listening.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.